Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by Careful Clean, serving the Bay Area with exterior cleaning services, pressure washing, solar panel cleaning, and wood restoration services for residential and commercial clients. Careful-clean.com.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Senator Dianne Feinstein has introduced legislation to expand Yosemite National Park by about 1,600 acres. This would be the first expansion in 75 years on the park's western border, lands first proposed for inclusion by the naturalist John Muir. But it's not clear what this bill's chances are. A similar proposal last year didn't even get a hearing with the House Natural Resources Committee. Back in February, when the LAPD was on a massive manhunt for Christopher Dorner, a mother-daughter newspaper delivery team turned down the wrong residential street in Torrance at 5 a.m. Cops were anxiously camped outside the home of an LAPD captain whose daughter Dorner killed 4 days prior. Margie Carranza was relatively unscathed by the hail of bullets that hit their Toyota pickup truck, but 71-year-old Emma Hernandez was shot twice in the back. Both have since recovered, and now they can look forward to a $4.2 million settlement. L.A. City's attorney said yesterday the deal was a, quote, no-brainer, because the costs were going to skyrocket if talks dragged on or ended up in court. Every year, busloads of crime victims from all over the state gather in Sacramento to rally and call on the governor and lawmakers to address their issues. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow tells us the talk at yesterday's rally was all about realignment, the massive population shift from state prisons to local lockups.
Speaker after speaker blasted Governor Jerry Brown's realignment plan.
There are countless more examples of victims that are yet to come because of the consequences of the legislature's failure to fix this system.
Sacramento Deputy District Attorney Anne Marie Schubert says shifting more inmates to local control isn't working. Governor Brown didn't talk about realignment and instead focused on why his administration is fighting a federal court order to further reduce the state's inmate population. Judges have said the governor's resistance to court orders on the issue has bordered on contempt. They use the word contumacious.
I've been called a lot of things in my life. Moonbeam, this and that, all sorts of things in the last 40 years. I've never been called contumacious until that three-judge panel issued their opinion.
Brown says he'll appeal the latest ruling all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. After the rally, the governor was asked whether tax revenue, coming in more than $4 billion above estimate, has him feeling confident. Brown says he's withholding judgment until May, when his revised budget comes out.
We have a very complicated mechanism called Prop 98, and depending upon how the money flows, it may not be as available as many people are now thinking.
Both Brown and legislative analysts have said that much or all of the extra revenue will likely be required for public schools and community colleges. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.
In recent weeks, the Sacramento Bee detailed how a Las Vegas hospital put more than 1,500 psychiatric patients on Greyhound buses, each with about 3 days of meds, and shipped them out of Nevada to cities all over the country, but especially to California. Now the city attorney's offices for San Francisco and Los Angeles say they're thinking about suing. Philip Reese of the Sacramento Bee joins us now in studio. Thank you for being here with us.
Sure thing.
Tell us how this story started. A guy shows up in Sacramento a couple of months ago, seeming really confused.
That's right. His name was James Flavie Coy Brown. He was put on a Greyhound bus from a mental facility in Las Vegas called Rawson Neal. He didn't know anyone here. He did not have any plan for medical care set up. He just had a few bottles of Ensure to keep him sated on the bus ride and a few days' supply of medication. We hear about his story from someone at the homeless facility, Loaves and Fishes, and we start making calls to Nevada to see if this is something they do often.
Then you reviewed all of the Greyhound bus receipts purchased in the last 5 years by Nevada's Mental Health Division. What gave the Bee the impression that this was more than just a one-off?
Well, we had a strong impression because there was some hearings in the Nevada legislature about this case. When our stories ran, it created a buzz there. And in those hearings, they mentioned that they had sent around 100 people to California just in the last 7 or 8 months. So we put in that request, and they gave us 300 or 400 pages of Greyhound bus receipts showing about 1,500 patients bused to locations across the United States over the last 5 years. Every single state in the continental United States received at least one patient from this facility.
It's a pretty jaw-dropping map you've posted on the Sacramento Bee's website. What did officials at this Las Vegas psych hospital have to say when you put your findings to them?
Well, they say that they get visitors from all over the country in Las Vegas. Some of them, unfortunately, end up in their mental facility, and those people have a right to return to their homes. So they say also that the Brown case was an anomaly, and that in all other cases that they reviewed, they had a family member or close friend waiting at the other end of the line to pick up the patient that they were discharging, and that they do not dump patients.
And were you able to confirm that assertion?
Well, we're sort of in the process of looking into that more. We've been trying to contact employees and former employees at Ross and Neal to get confirmation, and also been trying to track down other patients. We're hampered a bit, and rightfully so, by patient privacy laws. The Greyhound bus receipts we had the names of these patients blacked out for obvious reasons, so it's been a bit of a slog, but we're still following up.
You've been calling around to county-level mental health care agencies all over California, and many of them, including Los Angeles, which has received the largest share of these patients, seem to be completely surprised, unaware that this was going on.
Several said they were shocked that this facility was sending out this many patients. The ones that said they did said that they often or always have someone accompany that patient on the bus.
What do Nevada regulators have to say about this?
They said that they've conducted a couple different investigations, and because of that, they've reviewed their protocol for discharging patients to other states. They've instituted some new rules about how each of these discharges has to be approved by someone at a very high level. There has to be a clear plan in place for the patient on the other end of the line. So they say that they've taken steps, and they've also say they've taken disciplinary action in relation to Mr. Brown's case.
Well, Philip Reese, thank you for talking with us.
Sure thing.
Philip Reese is a reporter for the Sacramento Bee. We've got a link to their reportage online. Look for it at our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Wednesday, April 24th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Fallas Family Fund for coverage of climate change, and Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as preventing network intrusions and data theft by hackers. Barracuda.com.